Good morning, I'm Caleb Jordan.
And I'm Dana Erskine.
And we have with us in studio Liliana Zamora, the instructional coordinator for the EMS program with the Public Safety Division of Gulf Coast State College. Liliana, how you doing, ma'am?
Doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good. No, thank you for joining the show. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here.
We're continuing our conversations with the Public Safety Division on what all y'all offer out at the North Bay campus, which starting off, the North Bay campus is an excellent training facility for both the law enforcement corrections officers, the firefighters program, and of course, the EMS side.
The EMS side, yes. So we do have two programs with the EMS. We have our EMT certification program as well as our paramedic program. We are looking for people that want to go into our EMT program. We're currently accepting applications. Class starts January 5th. Our orientation is going to be the 13th of December at 1 p.m. at the Abbott Building in North Bay Campus. We're super excited to see everyone coming out. We currently do have a lot of applicants, but we are always looking for more.
Of course. Tell me a little bit about the EMT program part. It looks like this upcoming term, it's going to be night classes.
Yes, it's going to be night classes. It's going to be held Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Classes start at 5 p.m. We try to be friendly for those who work during the day. At night, you can go ahead and try to pursue that, you know, possible second career and, you know, give it a try and see if it's right for you. Emergency medicine, it's something it takes definitely a personality and different skills to work in emergency medicine, but definitely a great career field.
Certainly, and a great opportunity to, as you said, work on that different career move while still, you know, keeping the day job, keeping the bills paid, and food on the table. Now, one of the, you know, part of the whole program is you get the EMT certification, and then you can go on and pursue the paramedic certification. Now, there's a little window of time you're looking for them to have experience in the field between those, really so they can get a feel and make the decision if they want to be that lead person in the truck. What's that kind of like?
We definitely want to have people go through that EMT program, get their national registry certification, which is recognized throughout the United States. But we also want to have them get some experience under their belt being that EMT. Those are the basic essential skills that you'll need, because you'll need those skills in order to get through that paramedic program. It always comes back to the basics. You do get that higher level of care and treatment once you become a paramedic, but the basics is where we're always going to start.
And can you tell me some of those basics that you're going to be learning in the EMT program?
Basics is you're learning life-saving skills, from treating medical emergencies, trauma management, respiratory, pediatric patients, but also you get to drive an ambulance, and you get to even turn on lights and sirens and get certified in driving our ambulances as well.
It's good to hear that, one, there's the certification,
yes,
and two, you get to
drive the truck.
Yeah. And of course, there's a wonderful, the facilities out in North Base are almost full service. We've got the driving pad for both the law enforcement, learning how to drive a police car, but also learning how to drive an actual ambulance.
Yes.
Along with the in-classroom training materials, there are all manner of tools and devices for getting you exposed to the processes you'll be learning before you have to go do it on an actual individual.
Definitely. We have our simulation lab. We have a computer lab, but we also have a EMS simulation lab where we have multiple simulation mannequins. We also are getting a simulation ambulance that's going to be kept indoors. But we also have so many different scenarios that we do outdoors, indoors. When you're going through a program, you also do clinicals, which consist of not only being on an ambulance in the county, but also working in our local hospitals. So you get to see before you get into it what it actually is going to take for when you get out and get that certification of what your duties are going to be and consist of.
Certainly, that exposure to the field itself while taking, while engaged in that academic pursuit is so valuable to really, one, understand what you're getting into, what all you'll be doing, and two, you know, make that decision, is this for you? Which, you know, if it is, that's great. Here's an opportunity to do it. Now, one of the things that, you know, personally, I am so impressed by is the level of experience that all our instructors in the public safety division have. They're coming from, you know, career-long, you know, experience in this field, and then are able to convey that to the students. Tell me, if you would, a little bit about your experience, you know, conveying that information and your entire career to a student. What's that kind of like?
It definitely is key in being able to give that information to somebody else, is having been through it and experiencing it, having to be able to say that, you know what, I've experienced it, I've been there. And for the people that I work with, they're absolutely amazing. Their careers have been over 20 years that they've been doing their job, and now they're instructing. So I definitely think that's key. I just retired from the military. I was in the military for over 20 years in the Air Force as an Air Force medic. I've been deployed a few times, and the experience that I've learned throughout the years has definitely helped me in the position that I am right now.
And that's so big to be able to have that, and the willingness to convey that, because the experience can humanize and make it more easy to understand concepts.
Oh, yeah.
And convey those concepts deeper than simply text on a page, which is so great. And all of the public safety division has that mindset.
Yes, definitely.
And that level of experience. Now, we've got the EMT program coming up. We've got some deadlines, which actually the registration for the EMT class for next semester is due by December 3rd. But when are my... Do you have some numbers for me?
Oh, I got it. So what we're going to do is we're going to be accepting applications up to December 10th.
Great.
For the EMT program. Our orientation is going to be December 13th. So you definitely want to get your application in. Of course, you want to get registered with Gulf Coast State College once you become a student. And then you want to go ahead and in the search engine, just go ahead and put EMT program. Once you get that, and you just apply to our EMT program. And then we will reach out to you and get you set up for the EMT orientation on the 13th.
Which is great. It's just like all of the other public safety programs and the health science program. Apply to the college, then apply to the program you want to pursue, and get all those very specifics situated. Is there any kind of background check or other information they have to have ready for that?
Yes. So once you apply to the program, we'll go ahead and we'll start your background check process. We'll also have a drug screening, and you'll have a physical, and all that stuff will be a part of the orientation, and we'll get you set up to get that done. Ideally, we're going to have that all completed before your first day of class, and that'll be January 5th.
Excellent.
No, that's awesome.
Of course, any of this information is all available at gulfcoast.edu/public safety. With all of the application and the links that you need to get the info you're looking for. Lillian, is there anything we missed that you want to kind of touch on?
Right now, especially throughout the U.S., but it's, you know, especially in Florida, in our community right now, we are definitely in desperate need for EMS personnel. You know, I mean, you can start off with EMT, paramedic. You can also always go into the fire. You can start off with the EMT program and then go right into the fire program if you want to get that under your belt. And then you could come back and see us for the paramedic program. So there's no stopping you once you start with our programs with public safety. And it definitely will help you, you know, so all the agencies, the EMS agencies, are looking for emergency medical responders, so EMTs and paramedics. So there won't be a problem finding a job in our community. We definitely need them.
Which that is great to hear. There is always a high employment rate for graduates of these programs. And, you know, to see the need and the opportunity for, you know, you finish this certification and then you go on and have a job waiting for you is kind of great. You know, that all depends on the personal hustle. But
yes,
if you make it through it,
oh, definitely.
You know, there is a need.
Oh, yes, so. Definitely.
Well, Lillian, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
This is Liliana Zamora, the EMS Instructional Coordinator with the Public Safety Division of Gulf Coast State College. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have plenty more music and our weather forecast from the meteorologists over at WMBB right here on The Mix.